Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast. Happy Friday, everyone. We are your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric, and with me as always is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hello, Austin. The Austinaut blog has had over 100,000 page views since March of this year alone. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much for checking us out.
Yeah, we are always looking to help get the word out about the very best Austin and the surrounding area has to offer, and we love to give away stuff to our subscribers.
We sure do. Eric, I have to tell you something. I really love Austin, and there's just so much to do here. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about July summer outdoor events in Austin that you don't want to miss.
Great events. Stuff like sitting in a spring-fed pool and watching a movie, or watching a movie outdoors and staying dry for those not wanting to do the water thing. We're also going to talk about Blues on the Green and a live theater production of The Sound of Music at Zilker Park, which actually opens tonight and runs through the beginning of August.
We have a lot to cover, so let's get started.
First off is one of the best ways to beat the Austin summer heat. This is an enjoyable activity, whether you're on a date or with the family.
We're talking about outdoor movies at Deep Eddy, the oldest swimming pool in Texas. Grab your friends, family, and floaty, and make sure you add this to your to-do list.
Basically, this is an Austin tradition. It's called the Summer Splash Movie Series, and it's put on by the Austin Parks and Rec Department and a company called Blue Moon Cinemas.
On summer Saturday nights in Austin, you get to watch a full-length movie on a huge inflatable screen, and you can choose to do it from the grassy hillside, or you can do what we did and just lounge in the spring-fed pool while you watch. Mm. We went to see Captain America this year, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. The cost is only $3 per adult, $2 for kids 12 to 17, and $1 for kids 1 to 11 and seniors.
There are four movies left to see this season. One of my favorite comic book characters of all time is Tintin, and the movie The Adventures of Tintin is playing this Saturday night, July 7th.
The other movies playing this summer are Puss in Boots on the 14th and Kung Fu Panda on the 21st.
The Summer Splash series wraps up with Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 on July 28th.
If you've never done this, it's a really cheap and fun way to spend a Saturday night in Austin. Some folks like to hang out in the pool after dinner and then cozy up on a blanket for the movie.
Whether you choose to stay in the pool or hang out on the lawn, there are some things you'll want to bring. Make sure you bring a beach blanket or a chair to sit in if you're doing the lawn thing.
If you're staying in the pool, you're going to want a floaty with a headrest because movies can get pretty long. And as long as you have some sort of neck support, you'll actually enjoy it.
It should be noted that while parking is free, it can be a bit tough, so get there a little early to get a good spot and claim your piece of grass or pool.
And bring some bug spray. Sometimes the humidity can dry out the bugs, if you're on the lawn, of course. But hey, bottom line, don't miss this opportunity. With temperatures rising daily, this is a great way to spend a summer evening in Austin.
For those of you not into the whole pool thing, you'd still like to catch a movie outdoors this summer, there is another option, and that's next on our list of outdoor summer events.
It's called the 101X Summer Cinema Series, and it's free. The movies take place at Central Market on 40th and Lamar.
There's a really nice park there behind Central Market. You'll want to bring a beach-style blanket to lay down or some lawn chairs and maybe a little cash. While the movie is free, they don't allow outside food or drink.
But they do offer $2.50 Blue Moon pints and a great food, of course, from Central Market.
There are two showings left in the series.
The movies show on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And like Brittany said, there's just two left to see. The first one is Casino Royale, which is showing on Wednesday, July 28th.
And the last one in the series this summer is Wayne's World.
Wayne's World!
Which is showing on August 1st. Technically not in July, right, but it's close enough to make this podcast.
So look, if you're looking for outdoor summer movies, we've given you two options. One wet, or one dry and free, and the other really cheap and wet. Check them out. Up next on our list of Austin outdoor fun things to do in July is Blues on the Green, and then we're going to wrap up the podcast today talking about a live theater performance of The Sound of Music at Zilker Park. Great stuff coming up, but first, cue the sponsor music.
Do, 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 do. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and blog.
As we mentioned, the Austinaut has had over 100,000 page views since March of this year.
And each day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
We would love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Motorphilia, Weird Coupons, and American Bingo.
Yes, thank you so much to all of our current sponsors. We couldn't do this without you.
All right, Eric, back to the show. For 22 years, 93.3 KGSR has been filling Zilker Tucker Park every other Wednesday with thousands of people during the summer.
We are talking about Blues on the Green, Austin's largest free concert series.
Grab a blanket and a lawn chair, folks, because you're in for a treat.
There are three shows coming up, two in July and the last one in August.
On Wednesday, July 11th, the Bodines with Sahara Smith will be performing. This is a blue-collar band who meshed together blues, rock, country, and soul all into their sound.
Their CD, called American Made, came out June 12th, and they're perhaps most well-known for performing on Farm Aid 25.
Sahara Smith, who's opening for the Bodines, is a native Austinite who started performing at the age of 14. By 15, she was selected to compete in a Prairie Home Companions talent, the 12 to 20 years old competition.
On July 25th, you can catch Marsha Ball with Nakia opening.
Marsha Ball is a singer and pianist who's attracted a worldwide following. Her style is Southern Boogie and Roadhouse Blues. She's been described as a little rock, a lot of roll, a pinch of rhythm, and a handful of blues.
An opening for Marsha is Nakia, who is a member of CeeLo Green's team and one of the top eight singers on NBC's hit show The Voice. Should be a fun night.
Yeah. Lastly, for Blues on the Green this year, on August 8th, you can check out an Austin City Limits Festival preview show. You'll be able to check out Quiet Company.
Now, this band, Quiet Company, took home a record 10 trophies, Brittany, at South by Southwest 2012 this year during the Austin Music Awards, including, get this, Band of the Year, Album of the Year, wow, Rock Band of the Year, Musician of the Year, and the list just goes on.
That's crazy. Opening for Quiet Company are Eastern Sea and Wild Child. Both are Austin-based bands, and man, August 8th should be a great night.
All right, Britt, we have one more great outdoor activity for the summer to talk about. You ready for this?
Okay.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of our favorite things. All right, well, they're not going to...
I am excited about this.
Well, they're not going to hire us, but this is really exciting stuff.
We're talking about the Zilker Theater Productions' 54th annual summer musical, The Sound of Music. As you might be able to tell, I love The Sound of Music.
And I do too. And here's the deal. It is absolutely free, and it runs July 6th. Tonight is opening night through August 11th. Thursdays through Sundays, and the start time is 8:30 p.m.
This is an absolute must-attend event here in Austin this summer. The performance takes place in Zilker Park, right across from Barton Springs Pool.
The event is put on by Zilker Theater Productions and the City of Austin Parks and Rec Department.
You can bring blankets and put them down as early as 6 p.m.
No earlier.
Any blankets put down before 6 p.m. that are unattended will be folded up nicely the park and put on the front wall for pickup. So if you set down a blanket early, make sure you're sitting on it.
And full-height lawn chairs are only allowed on the walls at the top of the hillside. The low-level, low-back chairs are allowed in the section behind the lighting poles, but not in front of it.
Pets are not allowed, so make plans for them. But you can bring a picnic basket and or cooler, and some snacks and drinks will be for sale on site.
A few other things, real quick. No glass containers, smoking not allowed in the seating area, and please, of course, remember to pick up after yourselves.
Lastly, there's a $3 charge for parking at Zilker Park, so bring a few bucks in cash. We really hope you take the time to go out to the Sound of Music production. I know we plan to.
All right. Other than that, Brett, we have a lot of great content coming up on the Austinite this week.
Yes, we do. Next week, we'll be posting about the local popular band Saints of Valerie. Mm-hmm. We'll have a guest blog post on the best filmmakers to come out of Austin. We'll be talking about a new local bar and a movement that started in Austin that has gone international.
We have so much to do. We're always busy at the Austinite, but we love what we do.
Until then, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinite. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at theaustinite.
That wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, 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 do.